I just got this. Well, and what it is, it's a dictionary created from the catalog to the ACIP. So we've cataloged like 2,500 titles, books. So this is a dictionary of those titles. Hypertexted, which means if someone else wanted to do titles, they could just use this as a dictionary. And it's really, really beautiful. And it's really well done. And it's a whole team of people, right? I don't know how many people. Yeah, 5-6 regular people as usual. And then, and it's just really beautiful, and I'm really proud of it. And it's mostly Eric Brinkman, and Venerable Phil helped with a lot of the programming. And they're still going, so I'll just pass it around. I'm just really proud of it. I always wanted this to happen. Someday I'd like all 18 courses done, because that would be a dictionary that I would consider, accurate. So we'll pass it around, and if you want to get involved, talk to Eric. Okay. I'll ask these guys. It's fine with me. I'm very happy. Yeah. But, so it's not true that listeners and self-made Buddhas are born from Buddhas. It's not true that listeners and self-made Buddhas are born from Buddhas. Yeah, Dhammadru. Oh, so it is true that listeners and self-made Buddhas are born from Buddhas. So it's true that listeners and self-made Buddhas individually are born from Buddhas. So it's true that self-made Buddhas are born from Buddhas. So it's true that when the Buddhas teach profound dependent origination, then in that same lifetime, the self-made Buddhas reach their enlightenment. Because they are born from Buddha. Yeah. Yeah. You know, at that point, you just say yin. You just say yin. Yeah, I think. They are born from Buddha. You say they are. But not in this lifetime. Okay, so I lost. All right, here we go. That's where we were, by the way. Okay. So start reading. You ready? One. Two, three. Te yin te berna yong e ki le sak be kang sak te tse te la le kin te bu ma nyong ya ke wa shen du nyong wa ta bu yin te. He's just this far, right? He's just this far. Okay. Perna, for example, nyongwa, to experience, ngepa, like in Chang'e, certain, le, as a noun, karma, so it's nyongeki le. Certain karma, which you've committed, which is certain to ripen. It must ripen. Okay? Okay, that's good now. Okay. I want to show you how they always define yongeki le. Okay? I was just looking at it, and here's Changkhya Rupa Dorje, very famous on the schools, Juptas, Siddhanta, on the different school systems. And he says, I like what he says, and this is how you should always introduce Nyongeki Le to somebody. He says, Nyongeki Le Shepa, this thing they call Nyongeki Le, karma which you're definitely going to have to experience the result. Yang, Nyembe Chok Gomba Mena. Yeah, if you don't apply the four powers. You see? Like, he's a great lama. He's careful to say it that way. Then it's nyongwen ngepa yin. Then you're definitely going to have to experience a result. Okay? So even here, when he's defining, what does it mean, nyongeki le? Karma which must, you must experience the result. He's careful to say what? If you don't apply, if you don't purify it. So I just like that. So whenever you teach this idea to somebody, the words nyonge kile shouldn't come out of your mouth unless you also say, unless you purify it, of course. Okay. 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 Why did he talk about Nyonge Kile? Why aren't we on Rangels? Aren't we on self-made victors? Well, in the long run, but what's the immediate application?
It could happen in a different lifetime.
Yeah, but someone can do something which is definitely going to have a result in a later lifetime. Like a self-made Buddha, he hears the teachings from Lord Buddha on dependent origination, he gets to a certain understanding of them, and then they must reach their enlightenment, which is in a nirvana, right? Within a certain amount of lifetimes, or in the next lifetime, or something like that. So he says the principle is the same. That's what he's trying to say. Rigpa Gotsung. Say Rigpa Gotsung. Rigpa Gotsung means parallel reasoning. Okay? Look, if you don't understand this thing about self-made Buddhas, then do you know that stuff about Nyonge Kile? Yeah, what? With certain karmas, if you do them in this lifetime, you must experience the result in the next lifetime. You know, even though you don't experience it in this present lifetime. Right? Get it? Yeah. So Rangel said the same. He's just trying to help the guy. Okay? Why did that come up? Because you can't say they're not born from Buddhas. They're just born in later lifetimes. They have to be born in later lifetimes. Why? Nyonge Kile. It's just like Nyonge Kile. It's just like certain karma. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, I like that. You're true. That's correct. M dash. How's that?
Is there anything that, I know it's like you've been saying it's you're copying the Tibetan, but the part, and this is true because it's, what about varying it like an example that shows it is true? An example that shows it is true is.
I like that idea. Let me think about it. I like it though. I appreciate the idea. Let me think about it. I think he's sometimes when they're not bearing it for a reason. I've been not bearing it because I want to reflect how I don't know. He's doing it for a reason. He keeps doing that for a reason. He keeps saying the same thing over and over again because I guess he wants us to think like that. I don't know. We'll see. But I'll consider it. Sorry?
But he doesn't do it here, though, right?
He hasn't done it yet. He's about to do it.
I didn't catch the word for parallel reasoning.
Rigpa Go Tsung. Go Tsung means equal. Go. So, go. Head, like, head. Go Tsung. Like, same level reasoning or something like that. It's a logic term. Like, that's as ridiculous as saying that, you know, you see, and then you choose a similar case. And then it's just, you see what I mean? You said that all, if something was a fruit, it had to be red, right? So I guess if somebody's a person, they have to be an American then. That's Rigpa Gotsung. You see, it's the same kind of it's a parallel mistake of reasoning to show the person that their reasoning is faulty. Okay, parallel reasoning. Okay. Okay, you ready? Start low, okay? This is she, which means four. And she means he died. Okay. One, two, three. She gapa day ni she pe. Wait. Now this is poetry, okay? How do you know? One way, if you see the commas in front there, if you see a comma in front, a comma behind, that's verse already, okay? So, in verse, normally what? Dot, 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 dot. da 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 da. Okay? Unless it's the first Panchen Lama, then it's da 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 da. Da 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 da. And Milarepa, okay? I saw a reference last night that said people called him Milarepa in his life. People were referring to him in his older years as Milarepa. But anyway, here we go. One. Let's start over. So when you get to the verse, which is the second line, you gotta give me that da 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 da. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Shi gya pa le te ni she pe ke te di nyang en de pa ma to kyang ke wa shen di ve me ba ne pa to kyo le shi no she pa da. Okay. He didn't get to the cheer yet. Okay, Yinbe is here. But it's all part of the cheer. Okay. Okay. It's an appropriate quotation, right? It's a good quotation. Because somebody else is comparing, you know, a major spiritual event leading to a certain high result in the future life. Definitely. And then comparing it to that kind of karma. You see what I mean? So, what are you giggling about?
Rob Haggerty's online. It's a cafe in Tucson.
Yeah? Tell him if he ever shows up, we'll have a birthday party
he
for him.
Heard you.
If you let us know when you're coming, we'll buy a cake and ice cream. I'll even share some. Okay. Let's see. Let's go look it up, why we have to be scholarly. Okay, Nyangan Depa Matokyang. Who wrote the 400 verses? Wow, I didn't remember that. Okay, so would it be Sumbum Tengyur or Kangyur? Okay. Any place in the Tengyur? It's Uma, yeah. See the top, it says Uma, and then it says 400. We're in the right place, okay? No, I mean, it's not a commentary to it or anything. Let's just, you know, see if the verse is okay, remember? Sometimes they get a little corrupted. Where is that? Oh, Teni Shepe Kelten Dir, Nyangan Depa Matal Kyan, Kewa Chimar, Bemepar, Nyepa Tokyo, Deshino. Kewachima more often means the next life. So our author has said other lives. Okay. But I think we might want to note that, right? So we're on folio 10A. Somebody remember all this. 10A, TD3846. Okay. The problem is it goes away when I do that. Okay. Now we have to say it politely, right? What was it? Shendu. 4861? 3846. Say again? 3846. Okay. It could mean in A later, it could be in the next, okay? Just so you know. It could be either one.
So in A later is not.
Yeah, in A later is not a problem. Say Chima. I'm going to take it out. It's mostly in the next, okay? Say Chima. Yeah, I think so. How's that? Okay. Sorry? After the closing quote, Mark? Oh. Up here? There? Oh, okay. Got you. Okay. Yeah.
If we don't put in a later, are we being maybe unnecessarily controversial?
That's why I said most often. You know? That's to cover my rear end. Yeah.
Actually, can I revisit something from last class?
Sure.
Just to, if you could comment on the translation stuff. Because you translated denzin as the tendency to believe that things are real.
Yeah.
Which read alone that could be.
Yeah.
One could go to the other extreme.
So yeah.
Is this part of it because you want this book to be read with the teacher?
No. That's a point. I mean, do you add the qualifiers that make it clear that you're not being extreme? You know, do you change the Heart Truth Sutra to say there is no form self-existently, there is no sound self-existently, you know, and then it takes the bite away from it, I think. The whole book is about not misinterpreting the language. So I would, you kind of leave it, you see. There's a big debate about that in this book, you know. When they don't use the qualifiers truly real or self-existently real or, you know, do you supply them? Or, you know, why didn't Aryanagarjuna supply them? Why did he confuse hundreds of generations of Buddhists? You know? No, he did. And in many countries, it's misunderstood totally, right? So I don't know. I kind of tend, if I'm writing a short book and there's only one mention of it and, but if this book itself is going to clarify it, then I don't like to, what do you call that? Jump the gun or steal his thunder, you know. Like it'll be anticlimactic if he gets to explain it later, and I've already explained it, you know, something like that. So. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think in the past you would have translated that as existing in truth.
You could say that. You could say that. Yeah. Would you, we could say in reality, but, I like it. It's for effect. I did it for effect. Yeah. There's no other Tibetan word to use for real. It's just den, you see. That's another reason. Did you have one?
Yeah, when you say that in other countries it was translated incorrectly, how do we know we are translating it correctly?
No, I don't mean translated incorrectly. I mean passed down incorrectly. The meaning passed down incorrectly. That things don't exist. Oh, no, that's easy. I mean, the idea that nothing's real means nothing matters or nothing really exists or something like that. That's what the whole section on the Madhyamika and the Tengyur is written to explain why that doesn't mean nothing exists. You know what I mean? But people just got a hold of the Heart Sutra and never saw anything else. They didn't see the hundreds of thousands of pages of commentarial literature that explain that that's not what it means. You see what I mean? And it's just hundreds of thousands of pages. It's not even a question at all. They just didn't get the rest of the books. You know what I mean? So that's all. That's not an issue. There's no Buddhist school that thinks that it means it doesn't exist at all. You know? Except for later, you know, people didn't get the books or something like that. So, or didn't get a lineage. So, okay. I was looking at this one a little bit, but let's read it. I'll hide this. Okay, so I look smarter. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Tsa she le. Wait. It's poetry. 1, 2, 3, second line. Zog san ge na la chung shin. Nian te nam kya se pa na. Rang san ge ki ye she ni. Tem ba me pa rap tun jun. Okay. She sum le. There's the. See, it didn't come for three paragraphs, okay? Well, you knew he was going to say it, so. Okay. I'll give you one comment on pronunciation. This word here. What is that? Yeshe. It's. How do they spell Yeshe normally?
One S.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It is the way. But just so you know, when you have an E, a Dengbu, followed by a Sa, it gets corrupted to a Giku sound. So it's Yeshi. You see what I mean? It becomes almost a Giku. Just so you know, Yeshi. That's why people miswrite the personal name Yeshe as Yeshi. Because when there's an E and an S, it often comes out sounding like an I. Why? I don't know. But okay, it's just that way. Yeshi.
Is that the right way to pronounce it?
The correct way to pronounce it is Yeshi. Almost an I-E, but not quite. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is interesting. You see the ampersand? This didn't make much sense to me. And I was sweating over it, which is a bad sign. If you're good at translating and then you see something that doesn't make much sense, something's wrong with the verse or something. You see what I mean? And this is a lecture about a certain a verb, okay? Bratemba, see it there? Which we pronounce temba, okay? So, ten, R-T-E-N, ratatatadamutena ten. Ten means that which supports another thing, okay? Breten, bao ratatatadamutena ten, means that which is supported upon that thing. So, bretemba, this is the cup is the breten, which is still pronounced temba. The table is the ten, which is also pronounced temba, okay? But they're spelled differently. The thing that's supported is braten. The thing that supports it is reten, without the B. Okay? Which makes more sense here? And what are they trying to say, even without a... What do you expect them to say? They're still going to get enlightened, even if... There's no Buddhas around to explain things to them. There's not even any disciples left over from Lord Buddha to teach them. If they get born in a world where there's nobody around anymore to help them, they'll still reach their goal, right? That nirvana. Even without someone to rely on, maybe? So that would be spelled Breten. So Breten doesn't make any sense. Even without someone to rely on them, it doesn't make any sense. You see what I mean? Even without someone to rely upon, for them to rely upon makes sense. So I went searching to see if I could prove that. And I was happy because I came up with... without ten. So then Buddha Palita, he spells it a totally different way. The commentary to the 400 verses in the Dengyur spells it Ratan, even with no one to rest upon. You see what I mean? Then Buddha Palita, who's like a big shot in this lineage, right? He's the one that Chandrakirti is defending from the unfair attacks of Baba Viveka, okay? He says Bastan. That's a totally different verb. That means the way you rely on a lama, like Shinyan Tensel in the Lamrim. How to take yourself to a lama. That makes sense. That's even better than Retten, without relying on anyone else as a teacher. That's really cool. But when you get to Tsawa Shiram, what's Tsawa Shiram? Root text on wisdom, written by... I mean, the whole thing is this book's about. What's this quotation from? Tsawa Shiram. So I went and looked up that in the database. Guess what it has? Stunba, which means what?
Teacher.
A teacher. So you went from the thing supported, which doesn't make any sense at all, to the thing which supports it in a Tengyur source, which is okay, to the thing, to the teacher that you rely on, to the thing you rely on, which is even better. And then you get to the original and it says, without a teacher. Okay, but that's what you have to go through. You see, I mean, that's what happens over 2,500 years or 2,000 years, So, transcribe things well, okay? Yeah? You don't want to be made fun of in 300 years, I said Diamond Mountain guy. Oh, the guy, yeah, the guy, Yeah. Okay. even without a teacher, yeah.
Should be a capital T.
I think so. Okay. Now we have to explain all this. So we look really smart, right? Nitsava probably figured out that we mistyped it. But Gene Smith will write me an email. Okay. Oh, that's a good question. Have we ever done that yet? I think we did once, right? I don't have the guts to change Kirtan Dhamma. Okay, we'll just mention it here, even without a teacher. There's Buddha Palitas, by the way. Best 10. We're looking for Tsashi. Hang on one sec. Yeah, Tumba Mele Raptu Ke, okay. Oh, that's even differenter. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it seems like we've come across that problem because of either miscarving or someone memorizing just slightly.
Yeah.
But that's a completely different word. How would that happen?
Mm-hmm. It's not so hard to get in the debate ground. He heard Demba Mepar. And Demba Maker could be spelled B-S-T-A-N, B-S-T-E-N, B-R-T-E-N, R-T-E-N. You know, it's like five different spellings.
The last one there.
Demba, yeah, I don't know. You'd want to go look at the Sanskrit, actually.
N-Z-K, the one we have is
N-Z-K. Yeah, and that will help us correct something here. Then Raptu Jung here doesn't mean take the place to mine. Still the wisdom of those practitioners, our Buddhists that are self-made, will grow. That's a long story. I'm not going to go explain it. But without a teacher. I don't know. How much did we tell them? I mean... Yeah. Which folio? What was it?
T-38-24.
Oh, okay. Demba. Okay. Yeah.
When you say from the text on wisdom before the quote.
Say again?
When you say the from the text on wisdom before the quote.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, we have to do that. Oh, yeah, I just want to see how to link it. Okay, here we go. Let's just do that. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Konare rangel yina rangel rigne yimbe kyapte shigyape lungde chi. Dang. Split reason, right? Where is that? Is it in? Yeah. Oops, not that one. This is called say Rangyal. Rigne. Rig means type. Nge means fixed, and it's a technical term for somebody who's gonna stay on that track, fixed on that track. You see, they reach the nirvana of that track before they go anywhere else. Okay. Now, technically, you can get halfway through the self-made Buddha track, not reach nirvana, see emptiness, and then move up to Mahayana track and never finish the self-made Buddha track. Okay. But this guy's saying, well, he said nyonge kile, it's just like certain karma, so I guess anyone who sees emptiness on a self-made Buddha track must attain the, they must stay on that track to the end of the track, right? Why? Well, Aryadeva said so. Didn't he compare it to karma that had to ripen a certain way? Okay, got it? Not a bad argument. Okay? Let's see what we answer. Okay, you ready?
I'm sorry, can you just switch up a little so I can type?
Yeah. Let's read the Tibetan together, you ready? 1, 2, 3. Kin me te tso che wa la gomba yin ki rangya la rangya rig nge pe ma kya te. Yeah, no one slapped, that's good. We saw it in the movie last night. Everybody laughed. I liked it. He said, "Kim in the, no problem." You know, aren't we moving into enemy territory where there's an epidemic and guerrilla warfare? Kim in the, just like Kim me. Okay, Kim. Let's see. You hear that in India a lot. Kim me. Where do you know the word soul from? Nah, that was tall, huh? Lamso Namsum, which is what? Good, the three principles of the path, and not the three principles of the path. My God, they still didn't correct it. I saw a flyer in Singapore, I was like, they still didn't correct it. Okay, anyway. So Chewala Gomba Yinki. Question for people who know Tibetan. Is it possible to have a possessive without a noun after it? Like the book of John or the book of Matthew, you know? Book of, and then just stop? Is that possible? Can key come just before a comma? Huh? Yeah, that's a sign that key means but. So 99.9% of the time, key means apostrophe S or of. The book of John's or the book of Matthew's. 0.1% of the time it means but. But it always means but when it's at the end of a sentence or at the end of a phrase before a comma. Okay, so those of you who want to be a translator, you know, and, I mean 99% of the time when you see key and there's a comma after it, you know it's got to be a disjunctive. But. Okay, so yinki. I just want to make sure something. Okay? That's the word kyap, okay? And you have to find ways to translate it that don't involve saying, it's not true that everyone who's a self-made Buddha is covered by self-made. You know what I mean? You gotta find other ways to say that. Because in English we just say it's not true that just because you're that, you have to be that. You see what I mean? Okay. And you should have that in the debate ground, right? That's not necessarily so. Makyap. Okay. Are you telling me it's not necessarily the case that, you see? That's how we say it in English, okay? A lot of translators have never got that far yet. They're still saying covered. Okay, stuff like that. Okay. Logical coverage. You're not logically covered by, you know, huh? Okay. Yeah, pervasion's good too. It sounds like perversion and I get confused. Okay. Okay, here we go. One, sorry. Yeah, we decided to. And the reasoning was we want to maintain the tension. No, really. We want there to be a question in people's minds. Why does he keep calling them Buddhas when they're not Buddhas? You see, because then the author has to go and explain it. Then there's a reason why the author had to go to explain it. If there had been a difference in the capitalization, he wouldn't have needed to explain it so much. You see what I mean? Yeah, then we're already ruining his fun. You see what I mean? Then he's got to come along and say, what? No, what do you say? They are Buddha. But they're Tattva Buddha. Which is what? People who have seen emptiness. Yeah, they're Tattva Buddha. They're not Buddha, but they're Tattva Buddha. Okay, that's all. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get to do that whole trick if we anticipate him. Sometimes you can't anticipate them because you ruin their fun. Okay, here we are. 1, 2, 3. Chum den de ki kordu sak pe nyera tek cheng gi lam du ka chang be chir du chang sem la de shin shek pa le kya che lak pe ngak pa ze pe shin. That whole thing, you know, whole thing. Okay. I'll just draw your attention to one word. Like each time I'll try to do one for you. Ngakpa. Say ngakpa. As opposed to ngak. Okay, say ngak. 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 Okay. Ngak means, low tone means speech. Speech. Like ngawang dagya, you know. Then ngak means to recommend or to praise. And if it's spelled differently, it means still high tone. Ngak. Without the bowl. Tantra, it means mantra. Tantra. Holy utterance. Ngā. Big ngā, you see? This is ngā. I'm talking, that's ngā. But if I utter a mantra, that's ngā. Okay? So this is ngā. This word, lakpa, che lakpa, what does lakma mean? Tukpa, tuklak means what? Tukma lakpa. Tukma, tukpa lakma. Yeah, leftover tukpa, soup. Leftover Tibetan soup. I made 400,000 tukpas, I know. You know? Is there a tuklak? Yes, Geshe-la, there's tuklak. Yes, Rinpoche, there's tuklak. Alright, I'll take it. So now I don't have to pull the noodles for, you know, an hour. You have to make them by hand, right? There's different kinds of tuklak. Some you make the noodles like this, sometimes you cut it up, sometimes you roll it out for an hour. Anyway, tuklak is a good word for the monastery cook. Okay? So, up here, a different spelling of hlak, they've misspelled it, okay? Hlaks is spelled, pronounced the same, but it means who have appeared. Okay, so hlak without the S means leftover, or very much. And this hlak over here means who have come. Okay, are they pronounced the same? Yes. Also, if you notice, when you are transcribing, when you are using Roman letters to show the Tibetan letters, and they're stacked, you start at the top and you go down. So it happens to be that la is stacked on top of ha. So when you type it in Roman letters, you say L-H-A. But you pronounce it H-L-A. Ha. Okay? And then even countries' names, important names, get screwed up by people who can't figure out the difference between transcribing and pronunciation. For example, Lhasa has been stuck with Lhasa, you know, forever. Why? Because some British guy, you know, L-H-A-S, you know, okay? It's one of my pet peeves, Sri Lanka, okay, which is the transcription of Sri Lanka, okay? But anyway, okay. Doesn't bother you that much. Okay. yeah.
How do you know that? I mean, is that one exception or are there other exceptions as well?
To the transcription? No, that's the only one. Basically, that's the only one I can think of right now. Yeah.
So
why did that happen? I have no idea. I don't know.
But how do you know that?
You just learn it. You know, someone tells you. That's why I'm telling you. Okay. This is a cute. He's playing with the guy. It's cute, right? He's saying, I gotta get this straight. What did the other guy say? He said, what's somebody's self-made Buddha? And maybe if he's even, especially if he's seen emptiness on a self-made Buddha path, because I think we're assuming that, right? Then he's got to stick on that path until he reaches the nirvana of that track, right? And then we said, come on, that can't be the case. And then he said, why? And then we said, well, if that was the case, why would Lord Buddha bother to try to lead them up to the Bodhisattva track? You know, if they were stuck already on a self-made Buddha track, then why did Lord Buddha try to convince them to go to a higher track? Even his own students, you know, he's trying to get them up to a higher track. And duh, how did he do that? He's like, Bodhisattvas are so, they're much cooler than Buddhas. They're cooler even than Buddhas, you know. Why is that an especially hot thing to say right here? No. Well, that, in one way, but... Yeah, the whole first lines of this book that we're studying, he's bowing down to Bodhisattvas and not Buddhas. That's the whole point of this book. This is an especially nasty thing to say to his opponent right now. Because we're inside of a book that's already praised Bodhisattvas more than Buddhas from the first lines. Duh! Didn't you read the first lines of this whole book? Yeah, I read them. Well, what do they say? Oh, well, like he's, Chandrakirti's like praising Bodhisattvas more than Buddhas. Well, why? I don't know. What do you think, he wants people to maybe try to be a Bodhisattva? Yeah, I guess. Well, who is it among his students who's not a Bodhisattva yet? Like listeners or self-made Buddha types? Yeah. Well, so Lord Buddha's trying to get them to make a change that they can't make? Who said that? You just said that. You see, it's a beautiful thing. It's like, he's like leading this guy. It's a chess match, right? You think like 6 moves ahead. You say something like 6 moves ahead. Then you just slowly go through this with the guy. Oh, so I guess, oh, and then, but then, yeah, and then, so they can't make this change, right? Yeah, they can't. But Buddha said they, yeah. Then you do this Karti Karsun thing, you know. Don't sit there and go Karti Karsun, you know. You got to get your mala in this hand, you know. And you, people ask me in the breakout, how you lead the guy. You say, also people can't really change. They can't move up, right, in track. Yeah. So Master Chandrakirti doesn't write his book, right? What do you mean, you know? Well, I mean he didn't write the first few verses, right? Yeah, he wrote the first few verses. Well, I guess he's not praising Bodhisattvas. Well, yeah, he's praising Bodhisattvas. Well, why? Because Lord Buddha would do that. Well, why would Lord Buddha do that? Well, so he can move people up to another track. A Karti Karsun! You know, and then you got him, you know. And you say, you see, then you're like, then he, you see, he said, Karti Karsun is like, you said now 3 things that are totally out of, you caught yourself. You see, oh, this and this, but this, right? Yeah. Man, Karti Karsun, you know, and then you know, you really give it to the guy. People said to me the other day, oh, you guys were so loud in the debate that I couldn't concentrate, you know. So, that's the point, you know. No, they you can hear the debate ground at Sarah from 2 miles away. The ground shakes in your house, you know, when it's going well. So, yeah, do it. And then the other guys have to try to it makes everyone else have to concentrate, you know. And the classes aren't so close usually, I mean, in the debate ground. They're like, you know, you'd have to be far away. Yeah.
I'm at risk of sounding like some idiot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I hope. This is how they usually catch you. Yeah. Oh, you know, I know I'm wrong, but...
No, I mean, I just want to understand.
And you have to listen particularly clearly.
Couldn't the Lord Buddha have been doing that with the expectation of just planting seeds that would ripen after they reach their...
Yeah, that's possible. That's possible. Totally possible. I agree it's possible. Take it to the debate ground. It's like, what is it, James Brown? Take me to the gap. Take me to the bridge. Take it to the debate ground. Okay. Sorry?
Then they would be self-made.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Let's read this. Ready? 1, 2, 3. 겹대 초기 두구 코르트 결배 랑겨다 총 매매. Okay. I don't know. You got to debate this. I don't think it's as easy as Ellie said. I don't know. You have to think about this one. I'm not quite sure about this one. I think you have to debate it. Come back. You know. Yeah, I don't know. I think you got to cook this one. Okay. What's a choki tuku? What's how different from a tuku? Oh, you said co-classic. I like that. Yes. The classic form of a Buddha, you know. Kigen gao chuchen. Kigen gao chuchen. What's that mean? Yeah, consider a scroungy old dog. Kigen gao chuchen. Tuku ma yin bata. Tuku yin bechen. Tuku yin bechen. Could be a tuku. Tuku yin bechen. Ma yin de. No, he's not, because he doesn't have the 112 signs and marks. I'm going to like B. What? Give me a kyabamachu, give me a chichir, give me anything. Tamadu. Kyabamachu. Kyabamachu means it's true he doesn't have the 112 marks and signs. That doesn't mean he's not a tuku.
Yeah.
It means you don't okay. Have so choki tuku mayimbata. Chok mayimbata. Chok mayimbata. You said he's not the supreme emanation. So he's not supreme. Chukun mayimbata. Chokton chukun yikin yimbata. So he's both supreme and an emanation body. De. Chokin chukun yimbata. Good. Okay. Okay. Got it? Is he supreme? Yes. Is he an emanation? Yes. Is he the supreme emanation? No. I didn't say that. Okay. Now you gotta stand your ground, like, yeah, he's supreme. Yeah, he's an emanation. No, he's not the supreme emanation. He doesn't have the 112 marks. He's not the cult classic. It's beautiful, fun. It's a lot of fun in debate. Okay? Got it? You okay? Nod. Okay. Alright. Okay. Rinpoche used to keep saying nod, you know, we're like. Let me just see if I can make it shorter for you somewhere.
Well, the guys online can't nod.
Sorry?
We can't see the guys online nod.
Oh, okay. Let's just do this part. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Kachiki sunare delbar kachi che soki dun. Okay. Kachi? Somebody says, does he say or quote, or it's way down at the bottom here. The verb will be at the end. Let's see. Ser. Ser means? He claims. Already he's wrong. All right? You know, he doesn't even get to say. He just gets the claim. Okay. Kachiki sunae. Delpar kachikche. In the commentary, it says. It just says kachik. Okay. So now we're expected to follow an argument about the word kachik that appears in a commentary. Okay. How many commentaries do you think in the Tengyur have the word kachik in them? You see? I mean, this is very frustrating. You get to something like this, and oh, in the commentary where it says kachik. You know? Let's do a search. We'll do a kachik. Hang on. We'll take one commentary. First, we'll mark our place, okay? We're just being cute, right? Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is a trick. If you want to count how many kachiks are in this text, you go kachik, and you replace it with kachik. Okay. 183 in this commentary. Okay. Multiplied times 2,000. So we have 360,000 kachiks to choose from. Uh, So what do you do? You see, what do you do when they say something like this? It's a big trouble. What's this a commentary on? What's Umachidun a commentary on? Yeah, Gomorrah-Psal. Jetson Kapa's great book on emptiness. So in this case, you'd go to Gomorrah-Psal and you'd see, did he mention any debate around this point with Akatik in it? And he does. Okay. So I'm not going to take you through the whole thing. But this would be almost impossible for somebody who, if you didn't have a database or just be, what's he talking about, you know? So anyway, I'll go show you this debate. Did I wipe that out? Is it down below? There we go. Yeah, Kelta Yankachik. That helps a little bit. I'm going to take you to, this is the commentary he's talking about, okay? It's in the Tengyur. And it's a conversation that says, it's right here. Kelte yang kachik, there it is in the middle of the sentence even. Ki tenchin tawa chungwa niyawa tenba niyamba konale dundamba topale. La kesu sinkyan tongwe kyewa konala myangle deba topa mingyur mu. Which means, it is the case that some people, after they get in that lifetime of teaching on dependent origination, and even if they get good at perceiving emptiness, kesu sinkyan, tongwe kyewa konala, in the very lifetime in which they saw emptiness, nyangan le depa topa mingyur, they don't achieve nirvana. Okay, I mean? So they're talking about, okay, there are cases, kachik. Here kachik means cases, where people, they get the teachings from Lord Buddha, they perceive emptiness in that lifetime, but they don't reach the final goal. Their final goal of nirvana in that lifetime. Murky means I admit there's people like that. Okay. Whose commentary is this? 3862. Did we just do it? Let's mark this place. Let's see if we've ever had it in our book. Okay. It's not even a commentary. He could have at least said Rangdell, thanks. You know what I mean? Anyway, okay. He says, you would have memorized the wrong. He's expecting you know it by heart. Come on. What do you mean you don't know what commentary I'm talking about? Where you been? You know? Aren't you doing your memorizing? You know? What do you do in the morning after your meditation and your yoga? Eat breakfast? Okay. So it's in the auto commentary. Is he claiming? Yeah, okay. How do you stop the indent thing?
You could just go back to the format.
Oh, up here?
Clear format. Or you just arrow down until you get out of it and then back up.
That's faster.
Oh, okay. What are we in 16 point?
Yeah. 15, yeah.
Okay. What do I do? Oh, yeah, I got taught that. Okay, I'll do it next time. Certain ones. A. It was in the, yeah. Okay. Oh, you're right. What is the D in TD? Do you know? It's the Derge edition. So sometimes there might be a TS for the Saratri edition, or there is no Lhasa edition of the Tengyur. Why? No. It would never got carved. Tibet was attacked before they finished the Tengyur. The Kangyur was finished. We use it. But the Tengyur was never finished. It was destroyed. Okay.
It hasn't been consistent whether you have
Twifolio
first or the ACIP first.
It's okay. Sometimes I do. Yeah. This is a little hard. Hang on, let me think about this. Why does he say, but who do not attain their particular enlightenment in this lifetime? Yeah, he's talking about those three kinds of enlightenment, and, you know, the listeners don't get to the listener enlightenment, which is just a nirvana anyway. You know, you got that point. Now this is kind of a last shot, and then they'll get into more interesting stuff. They're going to start the how the Buddhas come from bodhisattvas. This is the last little nunnik argument, okay? And it comes like this. And I'll just set it up for you. Would Master Chandrakirti bother, or did he ever have cause to respond to somebody saying that neither listeners nor self-made Buddhas come from Buddhas? What's the whole argument been so in the last few pages? Yeah, we've been talking about how self-made Buddhas are not born from Buddhas. Why? Because they don't attain it in that lifetime. They listen to dependent origination, they listen to emptiness, and then in that lifetime, they don't attain their goal. So how could they be born from that Buddha, you see? Then we naturally come along and we say what you'd expect us to say is, yeah, okay, they don't get it in that lifetime, but they get it, so they're still born from that Buddha, right? Okay, so there isn't really any need for Master Chandrakirti to go proving that. He's never defending himself from someone who said what? Yeah, that listeners aren't born from Buddhas. So this guy's not correct. You see what I mean? That's the point. Get it? I'll say it again. Master Chandrakirti will never be in a position to have to respond to somebody who said that neither listeners nor self-made Buddhists are born from Buddhists, because nobody ever said that listeners weren't born from Buddhists, because lots of listeners get to their goal in the same lifetime that the Buddha teaches them dependent origination. So it's not the case that Master Chandrakirti said kajik, etc., to defend himself against somebody who is saying that neither listeners nor self-made Buddhists are born from Buddhists. Because nobody would ever say that neither listeners nor self-made Buddhists are born from Buddhists, because nobody would say that listeners are not born from Buddhists, because there's lots of listeners who are born from Buddhists because they get to their own enlightenment in the same lifetime after they hear them. Okay? Got it? Okay. That's what he's about to say. Mm-hmm. It was kind of hard to... It's such a nunnik thing, you know. Anyway, let's see what it up here. Hang on. Yeah, but Brit, not Brit. Yeah, okay, sorry. His lines are presenting. Especially an argument. Okay. The first guy said, what did the first guy say? Master Chandrakirti is trying to defend himself from someone who said that yeah. Now another guy came up and said, no, that's not it. Somebody has said that, look, there's listeners and self-made Buddhists who don't attain their nirvana just after they get taught dependent origination, nor do they attain it later on. Okay? Get it? Nor do they attain their nirvana later on. So they don't attain it right after the Buddha taught them dependent origination, and they also don't attain it later on. Yeah, well, this is even a worse argument, okay? So anyway, basically, but both guys are making the same mistake, right? Master Chandrakirti is defending himself against somebody who said that they're not born from Buddhas because... Who's not born from Buddhas? Listeners and self-made Buddhas aren't born from Buddhas. then we're going to say, come on, he doesn't have to defend himself against that, because nobody's, the whole point is what? What have we been talking about? And then next week, you'll get the exciting conclusion. And I'll just translate it for you, you know. Dopa chewa means the whole confusion here. Okay? Dopa chewa. Chewa. The whole big confusion here is, do self-made Buddhas get born from Buddhas? Okay? Dela mipa kitsa balen zeching. We're talking about the implications of that idea. If we take the whole argument to be as you're presenting it, there's no point, there's no like real point to that argument. Nobody ever said that listeners don't get born from Buddhas, okay? That's all. There wouldn't be any point. What? There wouldn't be any like relevance that this, what do you call it? There wouldn't be any relevant. It'd be irrelevant to have an argument like that right now. Why? Because the burning question on everybody's mind is, are self-made Buddhas born from Buddhas? They're not like, nobody's worried about whether listeners are born from Buddhas, okay? Everybody knows they are, okay? Nod. Okay, I know it's hot. I know it's an exciting argument. But you'll never forget the point, right? I mean, 10 years from now, you'll still say, yeah, even self-made Buddhas come from Buddhas. You know? You'll forget all the other arguments. Somebody will ask you, what's a self-made Buddha? And you'll say, I know. You know, it's some, let me remember, it's somebody who, they're not really self-made and they're not really Buddhist, but they, you know, they don't need a teacher in this life. And there was something about a relying on or depending on, but that doesn't really matter. The point is, it's the monk circles in reverse. What's the monk circles about? If you never look at a lady on Penelope Cruz on the movie screen, then you'll never look at a lady in the theater. And if you never look at a lady in the theater, you'll never look at a younger lady in the theater. If you never look at a younger lady in the theater, you'll never look at, you know, anybody. And then you know, and then you'll never break your vows, right? Like that. And then the opposite of that is, if you know the two arguments about listeners and no self-made Buddhas and why they're not relevant in Master Chandrakirti's auto commentary, then you'll know that it's only self-made Buddhas they're worried about, and then you'll remember that the argument was whether self-made Buddhas were born from Buddhas at all, and then you'll at least remember that self-made Buddhas is something, and then you'll remember that self-made doesn't remain, you know, and you'll, after you finish your Geshe, 3 years later in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, with your little Dharma center, you'll have no recollection of this argument. But you will remember what self-made Buddha means. You see what I mean? And that's the only reason they take you through that in the monastery. It's not that you're going to remember all this stuff. Because, you know, you do your Geshe, you get like 6 years to prepare. You don't have classes for like 6 years for Lampa Geshe. You just review, sometimes 10 years, you know. And then the day, Geshe Tang. You do your Geshe. Tang also means to throw out. You know, so you take all your books and Geshe Tang, you know. Yeah. And you're like, you know, and I can go to U.S. and have a Dharma study, you know. And then they overkill you. It's overkill. And then the hope is that you'll retain the 25% that you need to, and that's the same thing with the debate ground, you know. So it's not like some useless hair splitting. Don't ever think that. It's to sharpen your mind and to plant deep seeds that won't go away when you get it done. Okay. All right. Here we go. Hope I didn't get in trouble. Okay.
This is so strange. Viravishilindeyambadi Sange Shindu Mikte Uwagi Roku Nanda Shinva Tupasho Idam Guruvatna Manda Kandiya Tayami Dike Wokun Sanagya Shaya.
Okay, thanks for letting me do it.